Our field inspectors have been out from the animal health side. At this point, we've got about 1.2 to 1.5 million birds that are affected. These are different birds from broilers to breeders, a few laying hens, and just working through the individual situations on the farms, some of them issuing burial permits, others working with the poultry companies to get them transported to other locations where they can be housed and grown out the rest of the cycle. Not a lot on the cattle side as far as damage other than barns and structural damage, but no significant reports of dead or injured animals on that side. From a food safety standpoint, a lot of areas without power. So any convenience store or, you know, grocery store that loses power, certainly that has refrigerated meats and products, milk and eggs, that sort of thing, they're suspended. All the products are suspended until we can get our food inspectors out and, you know, assure food safety and quality control on those. But as of right now, you know, there's some damage assessments and needs that are still coming in. We were able to coordinate sheltering about 50 pets in the North Alabama area in conjunction with human shelters, but just continuing to get the information and get the feedback. Certainly, if producers or individuals have damage or needs assessments, they can call our Department of Agriculture, and that phone number is area code 334-240-7278, and we'll be more than happy to get you to the right point of contact and assistance that we need.
That number again, 334-240-7278. And as time goes on, we'll keep you updated as storm assessments continue. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.